I'm the Equality and Diversity Representative here in Biosciences, so I'm a point of contact for staff, and I also sit on the University Equality and Diversity Advisory Committee looking at kind of equality and gender and inclusivity issues across the whole of the university.
There's a whole range of different very important elements that go to trying to promote women in science, and they're very well laid out within the Athena Swan plan. We've had quite a lot of emphasis on gender equality and trying to promote women's place within science, which is very important, and it's had a very positive effect, I think, generally within workplaces by having commitments to try and make working more flexible, which is good for women, but it's also good for lots of people within the workplace, and there've been lots of knock-on positive effects through the work of Athena Swan. But what I'm really passionate about is trying to make sure there's greater equality, not just focused on women and in terms of gender equality, but diversity more generally across the board. So in terms of race and in terms of sexuality, and making sure that working practices are as flexible as possible across all of those different groups. So I think at the moment we have a higher proportion of women in the undergraduate biology programs is generally on average than we have for men. So the critical point, I think, in terms of women and their careers comes after that undergraduate point. It's even after you do sort of your postdoctoral training. And I think if you want to go away and have children, then that's a big commitment. It's not always. I know there are some women who have been hugely successful in academic careers, had children, so it's not a complete block your ability to do science. It makes it less attractive if you really want to settle down and have a family, because it becomes extremely difficult to be able to plan and know what's going to happen with your career. So I think that's a real bottleneck with promoting women in science. Perhaps we can try and make sure it's as easy as possible for women to return to work after maternity, try and make sure people are aware of those issues earlier in their career as well. Maybe they can come up with ways to work around it. And perhaps we should start beginning to try and promote paternity leave, allow more flexibility for men to be able to look after children so that the burden doesn't seemingly fall on women all the time. All of these things, I hope, will begin to address gender inequalities further on.